الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومرسلنا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين وقد قيل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة أبيكم إبراهيم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ہم سب مل کر عید کے دن میں جو تکبیر کثرت سے پڑھی جاتی ہے کچھ مرتبہ ہم تکبیر تشریف زور سے پڑھیں انشاءاللہ بہت زیادہ ثواب ملے گا دوستوں اور وہ اسپیکٹ ایلڈرز برادرز صحابہ آپ، کمپینین آپ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ما هذه الاضاحی، what is قربانی، what is the meaning of قربانی، what is the meaning of sacrificing, slaughtering animal. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سنت ابیکم ابراہیم، this is the way of your father ابراہیم علیہ السلام. سنت ابیکم ابراہیم، this is the sunnah of ابراہیم علیہ السلام. ابراہیم علیہ السلام پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے جدی و جد الانبیاء، جدی و مجدد الانبیاء. ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام is my grandfather and the grandfather of all the انبیاء علیہ السلام والسلام. That's why you will see from the Adam علیہ السلام والسلام till حضرت نوح علیہ السلام والسلام there were no commands about salah, fasting, charity, umrah, hajj, nothing. From Adam alayhi salatu wassalam till Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is like the time of childhood. Khane ka kya adab hai, peene ka kya adab hai, kheti kaisi ki jati hai, sare adab sikhaye. Allah taught the Anbiya alayhi salam, and Anbiya alayhi salam taught the nation the respect, the adab of eating, drinking, sleeping. Is tarah sare adab jaise hum bacche ko sikhate hain, khana aise khao, pani aise piyo, toilet mein jao is tarah jao, these all the respect and adab taught by Allah from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam till Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Ye zamana بچپن کا زمانہ ہے. ہر انسان پر تین زمانے آتے ہیں، ایک تو بچپنی کا، دوسرا چائلڈہڈ کے بعد یوتھ جوانی، اور اس کے بعد بڑھاپا آتا ہے. بڑھاپا آتا ہے، دا تھری ٹرمز کم اپون ایوری ہیومینٹی، اپون ایوری انسان. And from Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, you will see till Ibrahim alayhi salam, jawani ka zamana hai. It's like the time of youth. Jawani ka zamana. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was commanded from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to tell the nation, namaz padho, charity do, ye kaam karo, ye kaam karo, nabi par iman lao. Agar nahi laoge, اگر یہ کام نبی کا رسپیکٹ نہیں کرو گے، if you did not fulfill the commands of Allah تبارک و تعالی، then you will be punished. Same thing. نوح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام was inviting them, inviting his nation. And لوط علیہ السلام was inviting his nation. صالح علیہ السلام was inviting his nation continuously for so many years. Nuh alayhi salam invited his nation for 950 years. Allah given the age Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam approximately 1050 years, and he was inviting people towards Islam, towards Allah, layla wa nahara, every night, day, night and day, night and day. When they did not listen, when they did not practice on the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by follow the way of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, then Nuh alayhi salam said, I am calling them, I am inviting them, but they are putting their fingers in their ears and they don't want to listen to me, they are running away. Allah ne sari qaum ko tabah kar diya, then Allah destroyed. Similar for the nation of Lut alayhi salam. Similar for the nation of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Ye zamana jawani ka zamana hai.
اور ان کے زمانے میں یو کینٹ پرفارم نماز, اونلی یو کین پرفارم وتھ وضو وتھ واٹر اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو میک وضو. اف نجاست امپیورٹی کیپٹ یور کلوز, یو کینٹ واش دا کلوز, یو ہیو ٹو کٹ اٹ. علامہ جلال الدین سیوطی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ مینشن ان ہز تفسیر ان جلالین, ہی سیڈ ایون دا امپیورٹی ٹچ یور باڈی دی باڈی دے ہیو ٹو سم ٹائم اسکریچ آؤٹ, یو کینٹ واش, سم ٹائم دا بلڈ آلسو کم آؤٹ. اٹس سو ہارڈ کمانڈ فار دیم, کیونکہ جوانی تھی نا, جوان کو تو ہاری چیزیں دی جاتی ہے. اینڈ دین دا ٹائم آف ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام, ابراہیم علیہ السلام کا زمانہ گویا ابھی بڑھاپا شروع ہو رہا ہے. دیٹ واز دا فرسٹ پرسن ہوز ہیئر بیکیم وائٹ, ابراہیم علیہ السلام. دا فرسٹ پرسن ہوز ہیئر بیکیم وائٹ, ابراہیم علیہ السلام. اینڈ دا فرسٹ پرسن جس نے اپنی داڑھی کو کالی کیا سفید ہونے کے بعد, وہ قارون ہے. And Firaun. تو سب سے پہلے جس کے بال سفید ہوئے وہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام ہے. سب سے پہلی ختنہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام نے فرمائی اپنے ہاتھ سے. ابن حجر فرماتے ہیں بخاری کی شرح میں, 120 سال کی عمر میں he did his ختنہ ان سنتی with his own hand. That was the first sunnah started from Ibrahim علیہ السلام والسلام by حضرت ثانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ. Mention حضرت ثانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ approximately 40 sunnahs arriving from Ibrahim علیہ السلام والسلام to the nation of Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That's why Allah says ملت ابیکم ابراہیم, the قرآن کریم. ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام سے لے کر اب تک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تک کا زمانہ, that's called old age term, old age time. And old age سے کام کم لیا جاتا ہے, تعریف زیادہ ہوتی ہے. Do little work and you will get so much reward for it. That's why you hear, if you perform this namaz, so much reward. If you do qurbani, so much reward. If you do this, so much reward. If you do this, so much reward. If you wake up just for Eid night, so much reward. If you wake up the night of Laylatul Qadr, 80 years reward. Budhape mein kaam thoda hai aur sawab zyada hai. So there are many, many sunnahs arrived from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to this nation, the greatest sunnah came to this nation, the sunnah abiku Ibrahim, that's called qurbani. Imam Razi, he mentioned in his tafsir, in tafsir al-kabir, he says the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned kana min al-fatiyan. یہ ایک نوجوان تھے, کان من الفتیان. وسلم قلبه للعرقان, he given his heart to Allah تبارک و تعالی. He given his heart to Allah تبارک و تعالی. وما له للضيفان, and he gave his wealth for the visitors. He wasn't eating food until the any guest, any visitor come to his house. Always he was waiting for the guest and for the visitor. He was not eating alone. Mehman ko khana khilate rahe, agar koi nahi milta, usko talash karne ke liye jaate. Wama lahu lidaiban, further Imam Razi says, wajadahu lin niran, He gave his body in the fire, meaning he being thrown in the fire of Namrud. That's why it comes in hadith mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أول من يكسى إبراهيم عليه السلام والسلام يوم القيامة. The first person who will be given clothes of Jannah by Allah, that is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? For the deen, he gave a lot of sacrifice, and that is the first person, his clothes taken out by Namrud, and he been thrown in the fire of Namrud, fire of Namrud. That's why, sabse pehle, jisko kapra pehna jayega, mention awwal man yuksa Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Comes in hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Subhanallah, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect the everyone from their grave, they'll come out hufatan, uratan, ghurlan. Hufatan, uratan, ghurlan. No shoes, no slipper, no clothes, and no circumcised, no khatna, as a child born, no clothes. When a child born, no clothes. When a child born, no shoe, no chappal, nothing. When a child born, bagair khatna ke paida hota hai. Uski baad mein khatna ki jati hai. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will resurrect us. Similar, why the sahaba asked, Nabi alayhi salam replied, kama bada'na awwal khalqin nu'idu. Allah says, Allah wants to create everybody. Allah wants to resurrect everyone as he been created when he was. He wasn't nothing in this world. Allah brought him in this world without clothes, without shoe. Kitne log khatna hui, little skin is lost. You don't even know. Allah farmate hain, main har insaan ki us chamri ko launga. I will bring the skin also, and you will see on the day of Qiyamah. What? Ye Allah apni taqat ko batana chahta hai. Insaan to kuch bhi nahi hai. I will bring that small skin which is lost, no one knows. Allah said, I will bring that skin also. I will resurrect you, and I will question you. For everything, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam Razi said, وَجَسَدُهُ لِلنِّرَانِ. He gave his body, he been thrown in the fire of Namrud. Subhanallah, subhanallah. At the same time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam come to him, mentioned in Tafsiruhul Bayan, come to him and ask him, do you need any help? I took permission from Allah and I came to help you. And the Jibreel, subhanallah, what he said, did Allah tell you? Said, no, I took permission from Allah and came to help you. Amma ilayka fala. What he said, I don't need anyone's help today. The Allah is working at me. That iman comes in our heart. Subhanallah. What Allah said in the Quran is, wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Allah is with you wherever you are. Even though in the room, even though anywhere wherever you are in this world, Allah watching at you every second, every minute. Agar aisa insaan ka iman bane ki Allah mere saath hai, wo dekh raha hai, to wo gunahon se bachne ki koshish karunga. He said, Allah working at me. And Allah knows everything. I don't need help from you. I don't need help from anyone. No any other angel. Isse baat samajh mein aa gayi. Allah testing everybody. Jisko main kehta hoon, Allah imtihan leta hai. Allah Taala imtihan ko لیتا ہے لیکن پورا کرواتا نہیں ہے. Allah want to test Ibrahim alayhi salam, they go everywhere. He's testing Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at the Musa alayhi salam. Pani mein jump karo. Samne pani hai. Peeche dushman hai. Aage tum kudo. Jao. Aasan karna kaam kiska hai? Allah ka hai. To musibat, takleef, imtihan, halaat aate hai. Usne Allah test karte hai. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. He been thrown in the fire. But اللہ نے ان کو جلایا نہیں, اللہ سے قلنا یا نارو کونی بردوں وسلام علی ابراہیم. اللہ ٹیک کر ابراہیم علیہ السلام, سلوٹر یور اون سن, سلوٹر یور سن. ہی ٹیکنگ ہز سن ٹو دی پلیس ٹو ڈے دی پیپل آر فیلٹنگ ٹربل ٹو دی شیطان. دیٹ از اے سائن اینڈ الارٹ اینڈ ریمبرنس of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, with the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is done by Ibrahim, by Ismail, and by Hajra alayhi salatu was salam. That's Sahih. Allah فرماتے ہیں ایک عورت کا دورنا مجھے اتنا پسند آ گیا کہ قیامت تک کے لیے لوگوں پر اس کو واجب کر دیا. تیرا عمرہ ادا نہیں ہوگا جب تک کہ تو صفا مروہ کی صحیح نہیں کرتا ہے. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, hey Allah, dekho mauke ba mauke anbiya alayhi salam dua kar rahe hain. When Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam saw Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, she is eating grapes without season. Zakariya alayhi salam asking, oh Maryam, where did you have this grapes? What she replies, what she says, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She says, this grace from Allah, no one given me, Allah given me. No season. At that time, Zakariya alayhi salam, what he said, hey Allah, without season, you can give grace to Maryam alayhi salatu salam. Without season, I am old, I am old. On old age, without season, you can give me, you have qudrat and taqat, you can give me children also. Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam and given him the bashar of Yahya alayhi salam. Similar, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam also asking, Rabbi, kya keh rahe hain? What is that? Say loud.
Rabbi.
Again,
Rabbi.
What is it?
Rabbi.
Rabbi. Why? Unhone yun hi kaha, O Nabi, mujhe bachcha de do. He did not say, O Pariste, mujhe bachcha de do. He did not say, O Shajar, Darak, mujhe bachcha de do. He did not say, O Hajar, O Pachar, mujhe bachcha de do. He did not say, O Kabar, مجھے بچہ دے دو. قبر والے, مجھے بچہ دے دو. He did not say, oh پیر صاحب, مجھے بچہ دے دو. He did not say, oh فقیر صاحب, مجھے بچہ دے دو. What is it? ربی. What is it? حبلی منت صالحی. اے میرے رب, oh my creator, oh my sustainer, oh my narrator. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the narrator. Inshallah, the creator. Allah is sustainer. He says, oh Allah, مجھے نیک لوگوں کے ساتھ, یعنی پائس بچہ دے دو. معلوم ہوتا ہے انبیاء علیہ السلام also asking to Allah تبارک from who? Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the glad tidings of a son at the age of 90, approximately at the age of 90, he was given the glad tidings of a son. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. I'm giving you the glad tidings of humble child, Haleem, respectable child. اس لیے ہم جب اللہ سے اولاد مانگے تو کیا مانگے, اے اللہ نیک صالح اولاد عطا فرما. ایسا نہیں اللہ بچہ دے, اللہ بچہ دے, نہیں, بس آس اللہ we have to learn from the dua Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Allah, you grant me a pious child. Idhar se pious bachcha mang rahe hain, udhar se haleem bachcha mil raha hai. Kyun? Bachcha bhi ajeeb. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked two things. Ibrahim alayhi salam ne do cheeze mangi, goya Allah ke khazane se rooh ko loot li. Number one, he asked Ismail, Zamzam wala. And number two, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasoolan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim. In logo mein, Makkah walo mein, Ismail alayhi salam ki nasal mein, ek aisa tera banda پیدا فرما جو چار کام کرے یتلو علیہ آیاتہ ویزکیہ ویعلمہم الکتاب والحکمہ. ان کو قرآن بھی سکھائے, ان کو قرآن کی تفسیر بھی سکھائے, ان کو علم حکمت سکھائے. گویا کیا مانگا ابراہیم علیہ السلام آج سوٹنگ زمزم والا اور دوسرا کون ہے کوثر والا. انا آتینا کل اللہ جیون Allah accepted the dua of Ismail alayhi, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He gave it to him, the son Ismail, and from his generation, Allah gave him Hazrat Janab Muhammad Rasulullah. Aur main to kaha karta hu bhai, Zamzam ka na rang badla, na bu, na zaika, na khushbu badli, jaisa Ismail alayhi salam ke kadam se nikla ویسا ہی آج تک موجود ہے. اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کا جو کوثر ہے اس کا بھی نہ رنگ بدلا, نہ بو, نہ مزہ, نہ خوشبو, وہی ہے. میں اشارہ کرنا چاہتا ہوں, سنو سنو, ابو بکر, عمر فاروق, عثمان, غنی, حضرت علی, سارے صحابہ جو زمزم والے سے اور کوثر والے سے سمٹ گئے, خدا کی قسم نہ اس کا رنگ بدلے گا, نہ اس کا مزہ بدلے گا, نہ اس کی خوشبو بدلے گی. وہ نبی علیہ السلام کے ساتھ قیامت کے دن بھی اٹھیں. That's why today the lesson is given to us that if you need to give the sacrifice of your parents, you can give. Ibrahim alayhi salam given the sacrifice of his parents. He left his parents. He went to the Babel or Syria or Palestine. He went, he left, he migrated from the place of his father. He went away. Then, if you need to give sacrifice of your family, your wife, you can leave your wife, but do not leave Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said, leave your wife and your child in the place of Makkah Mukarramah. There is no water, no food, nothing. Rabbi, Rabbana, inni askantu min zurriyati bivadin ghayri zi zar'i in the baytika al-muharram. A time comes, if you need to leave your child, if Allah wants the sacrifice for your children, you must give the sacrifice of your children, but do not leave Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we have lesson from Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam taking his son which was given to him at the age of 90, at the age of 90, only one son. Allahu Akbar, kisko apne beche se mohabbat nahi hoti hai. کس کو اپنے بیٹے سے محبت نہیں ہوتی, بس اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرماتے اپنے محبوب بیٹے سے. He given first 100 camels his slaughter, then secondly 100 camels. اللہ فرماتے مجھے یہ نہیں چاہیے, مجھے تو تمہاری محبوب چیز چاہیے. I want the beloved thing. What is that? Your son ابھی 7-8 سال کی عمر کا ہو چکا ہے, تم کو اپنے بیٹے سے محبت ہے, اس کو میرے لیے ذبح کر دو. اللہ اللہ, اشارہ کر دیا, ماں باپ کو چھوڑنا دوری برداشت ہے, اللہ کی دوری برداشت نہیں. بیوی کی دوری برداشت ہے, اللہ کی دوری برداشت نہیں. بچے کی دوری برداشت ہے, اللہ کی نہیں. مال و دولت چھوڑنا پڑے, چھوڑ دینا. یہی بات اللہ نے قرآن میں بار بار سمجھائی, لا تلہکم اموالکم ولا اولادکم عن ذکر اللہ. That your wealth and your children, your family, do not deceive you. do not neglect you, do not destroy you from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We learn that lesson from Ibrahim alayhi salam, otherwise we slaughtering whole year. We're slaughtering whole year. Every day they are slaughtering so many sheep and so many cows and so many buffaloes in this world. What is the meaning of Sunnah of Ibrahim? That every year the Eid al-Adha comes and give you lesson that your namaz is qurbani. You must leave your home, blanket everything, come to the masjid, that's the sacrifice of yourself, of your desire. And similar roza, similar charity, that apne maal se Allah ke raaste mein nikalo, ye bhi qurbani hai. Apne maal ko tumko apne biwi bacche se bahut mohabbat ho gayi, niklo apne ghar se Allah ke raaste mein, ya to haj ke liye jao, umrah mein jao, ya Allah ke raaste mein deen ko phailane ke liye niklo. Ye sari sacrifice hai, sabko qurbani kahi jati hai. Similar lesson we are learning today from the history of Ibrahim alaihi salatu wassalam. Sab kuch chhod denge lekin Allah ko. You will leave everything. You're not going to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the lesson we are learning today from this story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in detail in many, many places. That Allah said, look at the child, look at the father, and look at the wife, what they said to Shaitan. Never mind, if he's taken my son for the sake of Allah, as a choice, my is going to make it make it a yard. Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata kare. Every year we are listening, but suno meri baat, hum qurbani karenge, qurbani kare, hamare dil mein ye ho ki churi is janwar par chalti hai, qurban jaau Allah tere nabi par. Agar bacche ko zabah karna hota to kya hota, agar bacche ko zabah karna hota to kya hota. Allah given the replacement of child, that animal, ke tum qurbani karo, us waqt kaho bismillah, Allahu Akbar, mere maa-baap kuch nahi, meri duniya kuch nahi, meri daulat kuch nahi, meri awlaad kuch nahi, Allahu Akbar, sabse bada kaun hai? Allah hai. I'm not going to leave Allah, I will turn to Allah. From today you must make tawbah, whatever we done the guna in our past life, Allah, we are making tawbah today, Allah, forgive all of us. Everybody, amen. Forgive all of us. And we are making firm intention. We are not going to commit any kind of sin, inshallah, in the future. Say amen, everybody. And whatever we are doing, we are making firm intention today to leave the things, even the drugs or whatever, stealing, adulteries, whatever. We are living from today. Allah hamari maghfirat farma de. Aaj ke bare din mein Allah hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Eid ki namaz ki tarkeeb also. Yes, just for 2 minutes to listen to simple thing. I am reading Eid Namaz behind the Imam for the sake of Allah. I am reading Eid Namaz. Dil se kehna, dil mein asal niyat hai. Zaban se keh diya to behtar hai. So I am reading my Eid Namaz behind this Imam. And then Allahu Akbar, normal 2 rakat Namaz. In the first rakat, after Sana before Qiraat. After Sana before Qiraat, Imam will say, Allahu Akbar, leave your hands out. Second time, Allahu Akbar, leave. Third time, Allahu Akbar, and carry your hand. In the second rakat, after qiraat, before ruku, must say 3 times, Allahu Akbar, leave it. Second time, Allahu Akbar, leave it. Third time, Allahu Akbar, leave it. Fourth time, Allahu Akbar, and go to ruku, inshallah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, a step of a namaz, and to listen the khutbah is wajib and compulsory for each and everybody. Allah Ta'ala, I'm so humble to be a part of my life. Wa atu ta'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.